All right, we are now beginning on program number 68, the Goic Lotus webinar commentary 68. We finished the practical advice for those who are working on those tasks which are related to the development of petal number 5, and now we do the same for petal number 6. The sacrifice petal of the love tier. The petal of sacrifice for the astral plane, unfoldment is brought about by the attitude. Notice that when we perform certain acts in a given attitude, it has certain results. The attitude of man, as he consciously endeavors to give up his own desires for the sake of his group. I think we see how many people who are involved in our kind of work at this period of history are working in petal number 6. His motive is still somewhat a blind one, which means, I suppose, he is not working with knowledge of the divine plan, and still colored by the desire for a return of that which he gives, and for love from those he seeks to serve. So there still is this self-centeredness, and the individual still considers himself of some importance. But it is of a much higher order than the blind sacrifice to which a man is driven by circumstances, as is the case in the early unfoldment at petal number 3. As this threefold enlightenment or unfoldment proceeds, again a dual result is seen. The permanent atom, the astral permanent atom, comes into full activity and radiance as regards 5 of its spirillae, and the 2 atoms of the physical and astral planes are equally vibrant, so I suppose 5 of the spirillae for the physical permanent atom are also active, and I would say this leads us to the period of the second initiation. The 3 petals of the central ring of the egoic lotus come also into full unfoldment, and the heart energy of the monad is seen, heart center of the monad, is seen as a wheel of fire with 6 of its spokes in full display of energy and rapidly rotating. And I would say, you know, that the monad, as related to the number 6, just the way the number of Shambhala is 6 or 24, can now begin to be sensed. The spiritual will is sensed, and something about being is sensed. And then later on page 822 or 823, just a brief summary, it says, petal 3 in the love tier, loving, intelligent sacrifice on the physical and astral planes. Always there is sacrifice with the sacrifice petal, but when we get into the sacrifice tier, there's sacrifice in all of the petals. So basically, there are 5 petals of sacrifice. So it's an attitude. He consciously endeavors to give up his own desires for the sake of his group. Group consciousness then is beginning to come in, but he still is identified rather as himself, and only the process of initiation can end that kind of limited identification, and he still seeks reciprocity from those served. He does not serve yet from a motive of pure selflessness. So, all right. Now, suppose we are attempting then to give up our desires for the sake of our group. Suppose we are working in the field of the probationary path, no longer simply an aspirant, but one who is on the probationary path. That means one is consciously trying to evolve and realizes that it is necessary to be tested and that one must prove oneself, either in the light of the soul or some superior authority, in the light of the higher self. One is beginning, you know, to use the mind to control one's approach to the higher of the pairs of opposites. Remember that all through petals 4, 5, and 6, there is a realization of the duality of man. And from the point of realization, there comes conflict. And gradually, the increasing dominance of the higher of the pairs of opposites over the lower. So I sometimes call this, you know, the pedal of discipline, the pedal of self-correction, the pedal of careful preparation, you know, for the first initiation. Remember, the crisis of the birthplace is related to Virgo, and we are somehow cleansing ourselves, getting rid of what is no longer needed, maybe never was needed, getting rid of some of the imperfections that prevent us from having the true birth of the Christ in the heart. Okay. I have two computers going, you know, I sometimes look over, this is a faster computer that I'm working on here, I sometimes look over the other one and it freezes, and then suddenly quick motion. I hope that's not what you're getting. So, let us think together about how a person equipped with various rays would work here. Well, let's just say that the personality, realizing that it is to be tested, is under discipline, and the will is applied through the mental body. This is, you know, a more serious approach to self-correction than the sort of happenstantial approach which we may have had when the Leo, when we were living through the Leo pedal. There is an element of humility. Let's just say humility is very important in this pedal, and the will reinforces the attitude of humility. When it comes to, and of course, this is a sacrifice pedal, and one uses the will to give up and to eliminate. One uses the will to give up and eliminate what stands in the way. For Ray 2 type, the inner love of the Christ is detected and is constantly growing. This is the key to Virgo with its second ray and its sixth ray to reveal the Christ through self-discipline. So there is the nurturing of the, of the inner wisdom, and the cautious attempt to apply what one begins to understand as selflessness. Not complete, though, because reciprocity is still expected. You know, what did the Christ expect from us? Only that we would follow him and do as he has done. He didn't want to receive anything from us, nor could he expect that we could return anything like what he had given. Reciprocity. Okay. So, let's say the growth of inner wisdom is occurring here. And the more the discipline, the more the inner light, the inner wisdom grows. So always with a Virgo pedal, one is willing to take pains and to work in matter in such a way that consciousness grows. When it comes to Ray 3, if that is strong, what do we say here? this is supposed to be advice, right? So we're supposed to say, discipline yourself for Ray 1. Apply the will through your mental body. Enforce the attitude of humility. Eliminate all that stands in the way. You know, putting it in these, in terms of imperatives. With Ray 2, nurture the inner wisdom. And cautiously and sensitively attempt to understand what selflessness is and try to give without expecting in return. Simply try to give. The more the discipline, the more the light. So let's just say at least attempt to give expecting nothing in return. And what are we really sacrificing here? You know, we are on the path of probation, and we are sacrificing self-centeredness by cultivating humility. So cultivate humility here. Unfortunately for the second Ray type, once they get going, especially on the love line, it is... they have a broad point of view, so it's not so difficult to cultivate humility and to reduce the ahamkara. Now, if the high intelligence is strong, Ray 3, the Virgo represents so much the third aspect here, and let's just say withdraw from the personal point of view and begin to understand the perspective of consciousness as if from the higher mind. Yeah. In general, we might say, you know, try to see things from the large point of view. See from the higher mind and share and become philanthropic and see necessity for service see from such a distance that the centrality of the lower ego begins to disappear. So here we have to talk, we have to speak in new terms. We have to have this kind of understanding that the little self just isn't that important. And so we use the intelligence to minimize the importance of the little self, use a high perspective to drop the self-centered attitude, and link up with other people as if from a loftier perspective. So the one, let's just say, really understand the need for sacrifice of the lesser for the greater, and generally cultivate the higher mind. Because we are told, you know, here, that this is loving, intelligent sacrifice on the physical and astral planes. So in other words, now, let growing intelligence really serve selflessness. Let growing intelligence serve selflessness instead of the egocentric attitude. One just begins to understand, maybe, you know, philosophically and in other ways, that what had seemed so important is of lesser importance from a much higher point of view. remember that the third ray is capable of abstraction and can see a big picture from a great distance, and many previously important things are now seen as trifles. Ray 4 of harmony through conflict, well, it's always difficult to sacrifice. It is always difficult to sacrifice. And Ray 4 is directly connected with the law of sacrifice. With Scorpio, with the fourth ray, with Mercury, it's always, it always has a tension to it. There is always the tension of the conflict between the, in this case, selfless point of view and the more selfish, expectant point of view. Expectant of reward and reinforcement of the personality. So really begin to understand the law of sacrifice and why it is necessary, and why it is necessary if one is to prepare for the birth of the Christ in the heart. And, you know, sacrifice, or let's just say, allow this tension to occur within one and choose correctly. Allow the tension and choose correctly. Do not attempt to resolve the discomfort too early. Just say bridge. These are sort of imperatives. Bridge towards the cross of the soul, the fixed cross. Sacrifice, and finally, a selfless service. The generosity of the fourth ray, we are told, it exists. Submit yourself to the tension of that conflict between selflessness and selfishness. And, you know, always there's the attempt to harmonize the two tendencies, but eventually to choose in this conflict the right way, just the way Arjuna had to choose the correct way. He was torn in two directions, but eventually he had to choose. It's the classic fourth ray dilemma. It's the Battle of Kurukshetra. It is occurring in the fourth root race, and maybe the fourth sub-race of the fourth root race. And so even though one seeks harmony, one has to choose the way of the higher of the pairs of opposites. And you know, there is there is beauty in the right choice. And there is a correct arrangement of priorities which can be increasingly understood. So one must really be willing to go through the conflicts that are inevitable when the soul approaches the personality. So be willing to pass through the conflicts which must occur when the soul approaches the personality. And then, you know, we have to learn how to stand steadfast in the conflicts which arise during our probation. The probationary period is going to be a difficult period, and there are going to be strong energies which conflict with each other. So we have to realize that we have to realize conflict will go on, and we have to stand back from the conflict. Stand back from the conflict and perceive what is really happening. Then put your willpower on the right side. When it comes to the fifth ray in this pedal of self-improvement, use the laser beam of intelligence to rid yourselves of glamours which stand in the way of identification with the Christ force. We're on the astral plane, and we have to relinquish the astral bias. Bridge towards what? Whoop. There it is. There is a personal astral bias. And it can be seen through. When we really analyze what is happening. So, analyze in order to improve the quality of your attitude and your instrument. It is the major ray for really seeing what's going on. In other words, what do we need at this point in order to improve and discipline ourselves? We need objectivity. And when the fifth ray is strong, we can actually see our errors with the fifth ray strong. We can actually see our errors and what needs to be done to correct them. So this is a time of preparatory self-analysis in preparation for the first initiation. We'll call it that. Preparatory self-analysis as we approach the first initiation. People can tell us this and that. They can report to us about how we affect them and what our behavior appears to be. But the fifth ray allows us really to see. It's a ray connected with sight, with the ajna center, with the ability to hold something at a distance and see how it actually works. So we get a lot clearer. So I would say here, be clear about your personality and what it needs. If it is to become the instrument of the soul. All right. Well, it is now ray six and petal six, really. So continue to aspire and desire that which is high so keenly that you are willing to take the pains to self-correct. There is this idealism which has to be sustained through the self-correcting process. So sustain spiritual idealism through the self-correcting process. Virgo has the sixth ray, and learn to endure as you are fulfilling this ideal of passing the tests to which you will necessarily be subjected as you approach the soul and it approaches you. And again, avoid fanaticism, Virgo and the sixth ray together can produce it. We become, you know, too focused on a particular type of improvement, you know, not to get caught in excessive physical disciplines, you know, we can get so involved in the disciplines that we forget what the disciplines are meant to produce. So do not become so involved in the disciplines that you forget why you are disciplining yourself. Because, you know, the danger here of a narrow point of view with the sixth ray in the sixth petal can present itself. The wider picture, of course, is needed. With ray seven, you know, as always, make it real. And if there is a correction accomplished, make sure it is expressed for the sake of the group, for the sake of those you seek to help. This is a chance to bring in soul energy, which here is the, you might say, highest, and bring it into the personality, the lowest. In other words, this is a very practical pedal, and we're talking, we may aspire to something, but what's being tested is our practicality, our willingness actually to express what the soul wants. So, you know, the will to expression or the will to express comes in with the seventh ray. So, actually express intangible service, the improvements which you make in your skill in action and in the quality of your nature. Whenever the seventh ray is the ray of practicality, of course. And we have to learn how to take things from heaven and actually bring them to earth. Here is a petal connected with Virgo, also connected with Pisces, and we have some opportunities at last to make real in service all that we are learning on our way to the fuller birth of the Christ in the heart. But these are some seed ideas. Now, if, let's just say, Aries is strong and we say, use your driving will to make the improvements, the corrections, be relentless in this task. The thing about Aries is it just keeps going, it plunges in, it lowers its head, and when it sees the objective, it goes straight for that objective. So work straight through to the goal without relenting. That's another thing, of course, about the second ray, that it has to do with persistence. It's persistence in a steady manner, and ray one persists in crashing through. Well, when you're on the probationary path, you really have to be careful because it's so easy to lose your balance. So we have to always be watching ourselves. You know, this is one of those petals. This is a petal in which there is a lot of self-observation for the sake of preserving balance. And really, it's going to be hard to take that next initiation, the really the first initiation in the Libra pedal, unless the balance, reasonable balance, is created. So we're, you know, we're getting ready to leave the mutable cross, and Aries is like that first drive versus the last drive, relentlessly to do so. Taurus, I see, and when the eye is single, all is illumined. It's all about the light. And acquire knowledge of the soul and apply it in the right way, because in this acquisition, your values have changed and are becoming ever more spiritual, more soul-centered. We are attempting to, you know, we have to see in order to attempt to give to the group. How is it described here? The attitude of, I don't want to go too far. Give up desires for the group. You see, we're, this is interesting because Taurus is such an acquisitive type of sign in the lower sense. But when there is the knowledge of Taurus, use the light and knowledge of Taurus for the sake of the group and relinquish acquisitiveness, which is found in Taurus. And now we often, here we are in this sixth petal, expecting something in return. Now, what is it that expects something in return? Not the part of ourselves that identifies as the other person. It's the part of ourselves that identifies the lower person as the real entity, as the real being. So in that, in the growing light, let's just say, in that growing light, that attitude can be dispensed with. So let the light of wisdom increase. Virgo is often related to the cultivation of the light of wisdom, and here is the use of Taurus in that petal. Let the light of wisdom increase, and let it help us, you, improve your value system and your actions and your instrument. Now, Gemini gives a lot of the second ray, and it's all about soul communion, so continue the dialogue between soul and personality, and become ever clearer about what the soul is advising in order to relinquish selfish expectation. This is a place where we really are leaving the mutable cross, and we want to move towards the cross of Christ, which is the fixed cross. Now, Pisces is a good transitional sign, and so is Gemini. They are both, not there. So Gemini and Pisces are both linking signs. We know how Gemini connects every zodiacal pair of opposites except for itself and Sagittarius, which is connected by Pisces. So these are good bridging signs towards the cardinal, towards the fixed cross. And let's just say deepen meditation and the flow of energy and thoughts between the higher and lower pairs of opposites, and use intelligence. Well, you would anyway in the Virgo petal, but use intelligence to see what corrections have to be made and improve your human relations, spiritualize them. There is a very deep power in Gemini. It's such a Christ sign. The seventh ray initiate achieves his highest point at the Gemini festival. It's the head of the cosmic Christ. So let's just say when improvements are being made to the character, it's not some sort of fastidious perfectionism. It's all for the sake of love. So let's just say avoid fastidious perfectionism, which can be egoistic, and instead realize that all improvements are meant to facilitate loving relationships. And, you know, the give and take between soul and personality, Gemini will lead to the selflessness which is desirable in this petal. And, you know, the Gemini is all about reciprocity, but it'll be an energy reciprocity. It will be a spontaneous reciprocity. It will not... go for real reciprocity, which is spontaneous and natural, and avoid expectation of return. The Gemini knows that there will naturally be a return flow along the line of relationship. And the more that is generously given, the more will return, but he doesn't really expect that. So this is a go deeper in the linking of soul and personality before the first initiation. Alice, you know, so much of this work, Alice Bailey, the Tibetan, Mary Bailey, Foster Bailey, another disciple, you know, so much Gemini in the mix. We just have to believe that with what the Tibetan has done, that he is powerfully conditioned by the sign Gemini. Well, here is Cancer. And let's just say it has the exalted Jupiter in it. So love generously and give and give. Do not hold on to the personality identity, but enter into greater compassion and feeling for those to whom you relate. Remember the not only the Jupiter exaltation, but the Neptune, planet of compassion, planet of the Christ, its rulership of the sign Cancer. And be meticulous, Virgo, in building the lighted house of the personality, which will become a fit instrument for the entry of the Christ consciousness. It's all about, this sixth petal is really about improving the vehicle so that the Christ can indeed come to birth and recognize the people with whom you interact as family. And, you know, normally when family relations are right, we don't have expectations of them. When family relations are right, the process of relationship is based on giving and on generosity. And, you know, Cancer is a sign of integration. So once there is correction, self-discipline, elimination of many things that are not needed, continue to integrate the soul into the field of the personality. There's a greater wholeness that is possible here, much greater wholeness when we reach for the Christ energy itself, for the heart energy, much greater embrace, we might say. So Cancer is the sign of embrace. You know, it's also the sign of, you know, desperate hanging on from a lower point of view. But embrace all. I want to say embrace all in new relationship, based on growing love in the Virgo field. So, you know, we're one. Begin to sense the oneness with those with whom one interacts. Later, the whole is seen as one. I mean, this is more the ninth petal kind of realization. But here we are really trying hard on the probationary path to improve. And let's just say, do not be overly sensitive emotionally. In other words, this is the chance for objectivity and greater impersonality. The Cancer can be a little bit touchy in terms of its feeling nature. Well, with Leo, you know, continue. Most carefully, that's a Virgo, to cultivate selflessness, the virtue of the higher self. That is what has to be done here. We cannot fall back into the ahamkara here because we are objectively, in a Virgo-like way, eliminating so much of that ahamkara. So remove the little things which keep the great light of higher selfhood from shining. And begin to shine with the light of the fixed cross. And when we become more group conscious, and forget about repayment, the light will shine brighter. So start to be aware that you can be the higher self towards which you have been oriented during the love petals, when the higher of the pairs of opposites has come into view. Now, when it comes to Virgo, of course, this is a strong Virgo petal. So, you are being tested. Do things correctly from the higher point of view, and take pains to improve and apply your knowledge practically in service and pass those tests as they present themselves. You can do this because you are now more realistic about your lower self. Virgo, you know, makes a very good analyst, makes a good psychologist, one who can really see precisely what is going on and can recommend the techniques. And speaking of techniques, you know, say, let's say here, discover Let's see, TCH. Oh, well. TQS. Techniques. There it is. Discover the techniques which facilitate improvement and your move into greater selflessness. Well, when it comes to Libra, I would just say prepare for the first stage of the divine marriage. We can say, well, when does that really take place? Is it the third degree? And maybe in a way it is. But every time there is a phase of soul infusion, an aspect of the divine marriage does occur. So maybe it's the fourth degree in a way, you know. Finally, there's a complete soul infusion. But let's just say even the third degree, the personality still exists, and a great soul presence is there. Now, here we're just beginning for that. And we would say, avoid fanaticism. Libra is the corrective to Virgo. In this respect, balance your energy system. Much of correction and improvement is the creation of right balance. Use the golden rule, ruled by Libra, really. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Use the golden rule without expectation of return, which anyway will be inevitable according to that which has been given. And just work on the balancing of soul tendencies and the higher personality tendencies as you move towards the first stage of union in the seventh petal. When you really meet the other, you really meet the initiator, you meet the great friend, the Christ, who I believe, as the Prince of Peace, has so much to do with the sign Libra, as I have stated. So, you know, this is a question of analyzing the energy system to create balance. Analyze the energy system to create balance and supplement where necessary and reduce where necessary. Now, this will continue. Obviously, as we're being trained in initiation, we have that tendency to understand more and more where we overflow the boundaries and where we have an insufficiency, and we have to adjust and create the balance. Here with Libra, you know, it's really important to, when you're engaged in all these physical and even psychological disciplines at the sixth petal, not to go overboard, but to somehow remember that right relationship is the goal. Right relationship with others, right relationship with the soul. Scorpio will continue to be, the interesting thing is that the Virgo petal is also in a way a Scorpio petal. The Scorpio petal is in a way a Virgo petal. These are the two M signs. And just to say, you know, it's very simply, throw away what is not needed, at least preliminarily. It may be necessary to improve and transmute. It may be necessary to dig. So look deeply as to what is really needed and what may be hiding in your nature, which needs elevation, expiation, elimination, those kinds of things. You're being tested. Let's say you are being, are being tested on the path of probation and meet the tests with strength. At every initiation, Scorpio will present itself, 1, 2, and 3. And it presented itself at the 5th petal, it's going to present at the 6th, so it's present 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then later, I think, again, at the 4th initiation in yet another way. Now, you haven't really conquered your Hydras here, but you have Hydra heads, but you have noticed what they might be. So have the insight to look clearly within and the courage to eject what may be necessary, at least initially so. You'll eject more later at the 8th petal when the real battle in the swamps of Lerna will be occurring. With Sagittarius, lift the sights. Or sights? Lift the sights towards the soul and keep the higher of the pairs of opposites always in mind. See that which lies beyond the customary and live holding that high vision in mind, helping you to transition to the 7th petal and the opportunity for the first initiation. So in other words, you are a probationary disciple here, but try to be more and more one-pointed about your discipleship. Maybe you will not entirely succeed, and maybe there'll be a lot of vicissitudes, but keep your spiritual orientation. You know, this is a useful sign at the 7th petal, at the 8th petal, at the 9th petal. But certainly here, you know, it's related to see ahead to life on the fixed cross and go for it. Sometimes when we have a task, we say, well, it'll take care of itself, but sometimes it's necessary to have such an orientation that one keeps moving in that direction and doesn't let it out of sight. So do not let the possibility of Christ consciousness out of sight. Don't let the possibility of Christ consciousness out of sight. You will soon learn to be the one-pointed disciple. When I talk about you, I talk about me, I talk about anybody. But since this is practical advice, I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself. In that way. Capricorn, well, let's see, the birth of the Christ is imminent. So, what realistically do I have to do to enter that field in which the Christ can be born? Take a position. Take a more elevated position and move relentlessly towards the moment of birth. Virgo is the pre-birth period. It's the gestation period, and Capricorn, not cosmic astral plane, Capricorn is the birth itself. So, you know, we're not yet lost in the light supernal, but we do sense this great potential within ourselves if we will simply take the practical steps to make this next elevation possible. Capricorn is going to be really active at all the five initiations, even beyond the existence of the egoic lotus. Right. I would also say about Capricorn, really take these probationary tests seriously. The mysteries of the soul are going to be imparted, and these are the achievements which are now most important when you're working at this point. You're going to rise to the point where initiation may be possible. And did I say about Gemini that one should, I'm not sure I said it, but I'm going to put it down here, you know, be objective about that other self. Get the sense through objectivity that it can, that personal self, personality self, can really be seen for what it is, because you are occupying the vantage point of a higher self, increasingly so. With Aquarius, we are told that the attempt is made to turn, to serve the group, to offer something to the group. So, let's just say, be increasingly group conscious and realize the inherent generosity of Aquarius and the group. Expect nothing in return for the separate self. So eliminate the obstacles to fusion within your lower nature. Blending with the group can really occur. I don't know whether I should speak first and then write later. Sometimes I try to do both at the same time and it's not the best. So, you know, as it is said here, his motive, he attempts to give up his own desires for the sake of his group. Now, Scorpio is very good at giving up one's own desires, and I think I should be mentioning that. Scorpio, very good. Very good at the giving up of one's own desires. And Pisces too, for that matter, and that's where we're going to be there. So Pisces is connected with this particular petal, at least that's the way I've done it. The water signs are related to these petals, and Pisces is the third in order. It's a sign of great sacrifice. So let's just say, give up your desires selflessly. Dissolve your desires. And leave them behind as you fuse and blend with the group. And have the high expectation of meeting the Christ when the desire nature is in the right condition, right selfless condition. Of course, we would naturally use the will, Pluto and Pisces, to do this. Pisces, this is a perfect sign Oh, goodness. Perfect sign through which to make transition to the fixed cross. So, forgetting the things which lie behind, I shall strive toward my higher spiritual possibilities. I dedicate myself anew to the service of the coming one and will do all I can to prepare men's minds and hearts for that event. That grows in power, but let's just say we begin at the point where we can rightly say, forgetting the things which lie behind, and so forth. And Pisces is very good at that. It's all in the past. How many universes have we lived through or been? It's all, you know, it's in the infinite past, and yet the now has never changed for a moment. That's the big mystery, and that's what has to be solved. So the impulse towards real helpfulness is here, and through Pisces, we really can relinquish any expectation of return for what we give. And when we just let go of that expectation, we will make the transition into the seventh petal. Let go of that that expectation and make the transition into the seventh petal, in which the first initiation can be experienced. All right. Well, you know, what impresses me is how much one could ponder. It will be unique for everybody. You will have a special way of using your energies to accomplish what it is in the field of that petal you think you must accomplish. Remember, no petal is done overnight, and it can take quite a few lives to go through most of the petals and a very long time to go through some of them in the earlier days, shortening as we go on. So you have a sun sign, you have a rising sign, you know where you're working. If you're on the path of probation, if you're really trying to clean up the personal self and pass certain tests which fit you for the stepping onto the path of initiation, you want to know how you can use your sun sign and your rising sign and the appropriate rulers to do that. You know, when you've got an esoteric ruler of your rising sign, it's really important, leading you to the soul. It helps leading you in the direction of soul accomplishment for that particular incarnation. I'm interested here in energy specificity. You know, there are specific tasks to accomplish. There are specific energies that help us accomplish these tasks. So, you know, what's our skill in action? How really can we use the energies we have? Everybody's got a sun sign, you know. Sometimes the sun is very powerful in the chart, and you are on the way to a higher identity if you can clean house and thus see that higher identity. And we're told that the pure in heart shall see God. Well, we're trying to learn how to be the pure in heart here so we can see our higher identity, which is merged with the identity of others. The moon is very important in Virgo, and we are focusing on each vehicle using Vulcan, Neptune, and Uranus. So this is transmutation, and we are improving the vibratory state of each vehicle. So we do not wish to be pulled back. I'll just say this: transform your moon, which is the mother of the form. transform it in such a way that each personality vehicle is purified and becomes the fit receptacle for the Christ energy. Vulcan is very important in this pedal. It's a Virgo pedal. And bring in the will of the soul. Well, that's the world of the soul. The will of the soul. Bring in the will of the soul to accomplish this cleansing task. And use Vulcan to help you pass these difficult tests. You are overcoming the direction of normal desire. And Vulcan can help you in this work. Vulcan is will, Mars is desire. There's this ongoing conflict between Mars and Vulcan. Cain kills Abel, Vulcan kills the shepherd of Ares, Abel. So we're turning our desire nature toward group fulfillment and the powerful will of Vulcan. See, no matter what you feel, use the will, the Vulcanian will, to do what is right in the eyes of the soul as you now increasingly appreciate it. Because now you're coming closer to these soul directives which are bringing you forward to the time when you can take the first initiation. Well, Mercury is exalted in Virgo, and it's also the esoteric, the ordinary ruler of Virgo, Orthodox ruler. And just say, be intelligent in matter form, so you can correct and improve the form so that it is a fit receptacle for the Christ energy. So this is all about use intelligence. Intelligence to bring the personality into better shape. Mercury is so intelligent when it is relating to this sign of intelligence, Virgo. The Son of Mind is coming to birth in the personality nature, and we just have to really be skillful. Mercury is a skillful planet, and develop skill in action. Skill in action to bring the personality to the point where it can take the first initiation. So, this isn't the being on the probationary path. It's not just a question of strong will. Roberto Saggioli says, okay, there is the strong will, but there's also good will or the loving will, and there's also skillful will. So it's the skillful use of the will. Use the will skillfully in achieving the right conditioning of the personality. This is where Mercury and Vulcan combine. And you can call on these energies at any time. They're ambient, they're always present. You can visualize the glyph, you can visualize the color, maybe even play the note associated with it would be the note E in this case, from what we understand. And summon this sense of Mercury and say, okay, let Mercury be expressed in this moment and in relation to this task. We just get very energy specific about how to call upon ever available energies. It's the kind of invocative astrology, we might say. We're certainly not waiting to see what happens to us. That's not the point. It's how to use the many, many threads of energy in the right way. Well, Venus is the soul. It falls in the sign Virgo, but that fall has to do with the service of the solar angels. So tune with the solar angel through meditation and use its energy in practical service and to shed light upon what must be eliminated, improved, reconditioned in your nature. So it's draw closer to the soul through meditation. This is the cultivating the true Venus here. There'll be a bit of modesty in it all, you know. I mean, Venus can also stimulate union of a personality kind, but we are interested in union with the soul. So it's understand the meaning. I'll put it in a funny way. Understand the meaning of chaste Venus, drawing you into union with the soul, but not so much into union with other human beings in a personal sense. So this is the, and we might just say, clarify the face of Venus through the proper eliminations and corrections. This is a very important placement for Venus, you know, to be used in the sixth petal, because it is, after all, the soul which participates in the initiation process, as does the Christ. But the soul is the guide here. So allow the soul to guide you in even little things which must be improved and corrected. So it's a very specific kind of guidance that is required, very practical. When it comes to the earth, I'll just say serve practically within the field of service. We come closer to Christ. We come closer to Christ when we help others in practical ways, helping to meet their next requirement. Okay, with Mars, we have to avoid fanaticism. Mars in relation to Virgo can be pretty intense, but this is approach the task of self-improvement with great zeal. Not too much zeal, but great zeal. So work energetically at getting the personality into shape so that the Christ may have a fit vehicle. Well, okay, here's Jupiter opening the door of the womb, we're said, in Virgo. That is its hierarchical position. We're not really so much there. It's just see the vision of initiation. Jupiter's the vision. And take all necessary steps to prepare. Have optimism in the process and know that it leads to the wider life of the initiate. So there is a certain, let's just say, come en rapport with the second ray, which is the Christ energy. And fuse more and more with the higher of the pairs of opposites. Now, that's not really possible entirely until the third initiation, where you find yourself actually in full consciousness to be the soul. But let's just say within your ring pass knot, within your ever-growing ring pass knot, always include the soul. It's in your embrace. It's part of the larger picture. And somehow try to look ahead using whatever soul energy has infused your consciousness. Okay. And of course, I have to say, be generous. Jupiter's generosity. Give, give, give with no thought of return. That's good advice there. Well, Saturn in a Virgo, petal, where we attempt to give up our desires, well, discipline your desires, obviously. D-I-S, yeah. Your desire nature, truly. And restrain your lower desires so that the your desires serve the welfare of the group. In other words, stop yourself when you feel like reverting to selfishness. And obey the inner impulses of the soul, which by now are reaching you. As you clean house. The more we clean, you know, cleanliness is next to godliness. Cleanliness is next to soulfulness, we could easily say. This is Saturn is really a good petal, a good planet to work with in this petal. It's a planet of sacrifice. We know what has to be given up for a higher conformity. Give up all that prevents a higher conformity to the will of the soul. I'm just saying just a little bit here, you know, but you get the idea. With Uranus, well, prepare for a revolution at the first initiation, ruled very much by Uranus, interestingly, because it rules Libra, it rules the sacral center, it has a lot to do with Leo. It's just a total change of path, a change of kingdom. Let's see, so I might say, fulfill Saturn in order to enter the new domain ruled by Uranus, by the higher fires, and eventually by electric fire. And just, and Uranus, the major planet of doing things in a better way. So realize there is always a way to do things better. And find it with originality. And don't allow yourself to be blocked by any sense of incapacity. So Uranus will always make us free. See, we can say realize, realize the impending freedom of the first initiation, and allow this to motivate you as you do all the little things to make your condition better. Well, with Neptune You know, it's related to Pisces, it's related to Virgo. You're going to meet the Christ. Christ is Neptune as well. So aspire towards that which is transpersonal. And do not delude yourself with lower desires, but elevate your desire nature so that it reaches into the heavens, i.e. into the higher mental plane, and the causal body and the egoic lotus, wherein true initiation is taken. So it's all about elevation when it comes to Neptune. It's about generally be sensitive to the soul and all it is trying to show with its light, indicating the places where tests are occurring and how you can win. And let the intuition begin its approach. A cleansed astral body will help with the reception of intuition. I mean, there's so much that can be said, but these are just little seed thoughts. You know, here I am. I know I'm on the probationary path. I have a strong Neptune. How can I work that planet so that I come closer to my objective? And, you know, in general, feel compassion and selflessness towards all and begin to empathize with them. This will overcome separateness. So, you know, one of the things, sometimes we think of ourselves as a separated self who needs some sort of reciprocity from someone else who's also a separated self. But, you know, with the Neptune, we begin to feel this identicality. It comes later much more, but Neptune is always sharing the feelings, the sentient states. So, in general, in moving towards initiation, be sensitive to others. A friend is another self, and if he cares not for the suffering and pain of the lower self, and yet it is immaterial to him whether happiness comes his way or not, then the fire of love is irradiating his being, and the world can warm itself at his feet. Well, Pluto is really important here. Let's just say, heal yourself physically, psychologically, later mentally. In other words, cast out all hindrances and use Pluto also to recognize them. You know, if someone's going to clean up the environment, I would say having Pluto in Virgo is really important. If you're going to clean up the personality, having Pluto in this, in relation to the house number 6 is very, very useful. Pluto always is going to find out where the impediment is. It's going to look very deep. It's like Scorpio in that respect. Scorpio is a greater lord, and Pluto a lesser lord related to Scorpio. But some of the same factors are at work. So let's just say this way, dig deep to find out what must be improved and corrected, and then do not hesitate, but carry through in the eviction of that which is poisonous and the healing of that which can be healed. Pluto is the healer with the power of the serpent. All right, so now what we have done is we have gone through petal number 6, and once there is sufficient work in petal number 8, and the rod of initiation is applied, petal number 6 will be fully unfolded, and so will the entire astral tier, the love tier for the astral plane, the love circle. So this is really important work here on the probationary path. You can tell when people are just not aspiring. If their aspiration is there, they just want it for the personality. But if they're going to aspire for something higher, you can tell when that is. And if they're really going to work at it, invite them into petal number 6. Because petal number 6 is all about really, petal 6 is all about working for the improvements which are seen to be desirable, if one, or seen to be even necessary, if one is to pass the tests imposed by the approaching soul. So, you know, maybe one would pick up DK's books and put them down, and pick up a theosophical book and put it down on the stage of aspiration. Try this, try that. Spiritual smorgasbord, you know, this teacher, that method, now this one, that one. Instability, let instability do its work, you know. Gemini on the path of aspiration. But Virgo is about settling down to work. And it's about really taking yourself in hand, using the will, and being more mental focused, which Virgo can also give, even though you're working on the desires of the astral body. We are still in the astral petals here. So we are desiring higher things now. We're trying to train ourselves to desire higher things. And when it comes to training, by the way, I want to go into Saturn here. You know, these things will come later. I'll realize them later, but submit the entire personality to training. This is a training pedal, and you certainly have to train for the first initiation, don't you? And a lot of that training is done here, and some of it is going to be done in the seventh pedal as we really are drawing into closer union under the sign Libra. Remember that strenuous and abnormal efforts are expended in the petals relating to initiation, and only then will the rod of initiation really be applied, and unfoldment is caused by the strenuous and abnormal efforts and also by the application of the rod of initiation. So, okay, friends, this will be then, you know, I have this passion for completeness, but it's, of course, impossible. No universe even can be complete that we know. Any finitude is never complete. Only the absolute is forever complete and impossible to complete any further. So this will be the end of Egoic Lotus Webinar Commentary, Program 68, and we'll call it Practical Advice for Petal 6, and it's going to be 1 hour and about 30 minutes, and we'll, beginning of Egoic Lotus Webinar Commentary, Program 69, Practical Advice for petal 7, or for those working that know they're working in petal number 7. Right, we have reached the point. Okay, believe it or not, it's hot here in Finland. All throughout Scandinavia, we're having in centigrade over 30 degrees, and under the lights, you know, it's a bit warm, but hopefully something will be suggested, we'll say, that will help us say, okay, here's where I am, here's what I've got, here's what I've got to do, here's how I can do it. Or maybe a lot of that has to be left to the individual himself. I mean, here's how I'm going to do it. That's up to you, your own free will, and your own building of the Antikarana according to your own unique methods. Okay, we'll see you for petal 7. Interesting, such an interesting petal, according to what DK says. You know, all of the intricacies of the petals, I've got into that before. Now I'm just looking for the main points and how to accomplish the main tasks which are associated with the development of a particular petal. See you soon. Bye-bye.